Okay.
So we want to be kind of close, but you don't want to yell. It should be A-R-8.
Should we go lights out, guerrilla radio?
Obi.
Yo, I'm sick.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 37. My name is Joe. To my right, I have TJ.
Hey, hey.
One right.
To TJ's right, we have Chad.
Hey, hi. Oh, hey!
To Chad's right, we have Dan.
Hi.
And that's back to me. Welcome to the show.
All Range Mode.
We've got some big changes coming up. We lost a member of the gang.
A good man.
He's dead.
He's dead. Don't worry about how he's dead.
You like Doug? He died.
The ghost of Doug might appear on some episodes down the line. But we've got TJ here, hopefully becoming more of a regular.
Yep. I like that.
We're actually on location at TJ's basement.
In the U.S. of A. Yeah,
in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. We also have a new microphone. So we hope it's going to help with the audio fidelity quite a bit. And hope you enjoy the smooth sounds of All Range Mode. So one thing we're kind of looking to do is to have regular guests on the show. And you could be one of those regular guests. You can find us at allrangemode.ca. We have a new website coming up. Also, our Facebook page, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. And you can submit a top five. And we'll invite you onto the show, and we'll discuss your top five.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully the idea is, you know, you.
Fuck me.
How long is the place?
This is a new toy.
Okay.
This is TJ's son's.
You're gonna hit every single one of them. Trying to turn this off.
There we go.
You touched
probably eight more different ones that make sounds. So
that's pretty neat.
I'm sorry. It.
So the idea behind the guest appearances is A, we expand the show quite a bit. And, you know, hopefully you're on the show and then your friends listen and then somebody else on the show and then their friends listen and so on and so on. And we get more listener feedback, which is kind of our goal that we have not been able to achieve thus far.
Thank you for the cash.
Yeah. So just write in. Just fucking write something and say you sound like an asshole when you talk about Star Wars for half an hour.
I fixed my Facebook notifications today. It took me a while to figure it out, but I'm going to get notified now by the podcast because I need that to be hooked into something. So.
That's pretty
expect
sweet.
Me to be on your page posting shit regularly from now on.
Oh, TJ, you're the best.
Yeah. I've been pretty shitty up until now, so.
So, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's been, what, like a month?
We've had a bit of a hiatus.
Oh, we did have a recording, but it failed on Doug's computer.
We had Doug's, like, farewell show. Two hours recorded. We're all drinking. It was actually, I thought it was pretty good.
It was great, but we
let's just go ahead and say best episode ever. I wasn't there.
It was amazing.
But we might as well say that.
No, and then good. And then 5 minutes in, it fucked up, and
we're like, oh, let's see how it went. And
it didn't go.
5 minutes in, we you know what? I still had a good time.
I had fun. It just sucks.
I really wish it was there, though.
Yeah.
But, we had a
there
good
was a lot of good stuff.
You would
have
enjoyed
it,
listeners.
There was a lot of farts on the episode, though.
Lots of farts.
Especially near the end. Got out of control.
There was a new rule where if somebody squats over the mic, it's their time. You stop speaking.
We need to stop farting on the mic.
There's also going to be a sub podcast called Morning Rips, and we'll discuss political issues. We'll discuss the political candidates and what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street, all the while farting into the microphone.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to reminisce about...
Yeah, what happened the past month and a half?
Our hiking trip.
The hiking trip was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, that was
TJ, what are some highlights from the hiking trip?
I enjoyed the floating down the river.
Yeah, that was nice.
We basically floated as far as we hiked. It took us about 6 hours. Yeah. I think we all deserve to be sunburned
We
and
didn't
sore.
Anticipate it taking 6 hours.
No, we didn't.
It was like 3:30, and we were like, oh, we'll be back by 6.
We were going to do it the next morning.
I remembered fondly, like, a couple days after even we recorded with Doug, we stopped hiking, or we stopped swimming or floating, and sat on that log, like, that one log that stayed in the water.
Yeah.
Me and Doug are drinking boxed wine. People just, like, floating by us, like, is that the fucking Budweiser frogs?
Yeah.
And, that took forever getting back.
Yeah.
I felt like it went fast until the end. In the end, I was like, let's get this over with. But
yeah, we met up with some
Uncle, what was that guy's name? Was it Tony?
Uncle Tony.
Yeah,
some ragged boaters.
Racist. He didn't like Canadians. Amongst other things. He had a lot to say about Canadians.
Yeah. But he offered us free booze.
He called us Canuckies or Canuckies or something like that. I don't know. He was nice enough.
He gave us booze and he let us...
Yeah, he gave us booze and he was friendly. He had, like, thoughts of our well-being.
Yeah.
Like, you guys started floating down the river and I was a little behind. He's like, don't go with them. He's like, it's so far. He's like, just stay with us. We'll get you back. And I was like, I gotta go. Thanks for the booze.
That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. That was good.
Nice little trip.
I lost my glasses again, unfortunately.
No, you didn't.
These are a new pair. I got the day I got back.
Oh my god.
That was like
wait, when did you lose
tripled
them
the cost of the trip.
Before, we were on a boat. Like he had just gotten his glasses and we were out on the lake.
Those are really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
He jumps in the water. It's like 100 feet
face
deep.
First. I dove in.
And he's like, he comes up and he's like,
I felt the pressure of the water on my glasses. I was like, fuck. So it's the blackest water you've ever been in. Like, you can't see your feet. It's dark.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, so I was just flailed around and did not find them.
How do you not have like a contingency plan for that? You've worn glasses your whole life.
You know, I debated not bringing them in when we went hiking. I put them on top of my head because I was drinking like while we're going down because they're getting wet and shit. And I kept putting them back and forth. And eventually, I just twist my head when they're up there. Didn't think, and they were gone.
I was TJ's drinking buddy.
Oh, the drinking buddy. Yeah.
So it's Chad's fault.
Before we got in the water, he's like, one thing that no matter what I do, make sure that I hold on to my glasses.
I said, I was going to lose those glasses. Yeah. There was nothing you could have done.
Yeah, literally not 10 minutes in.
We all assigned each other.
At least it was early.
Yeah.
We all assigned each other drinking buddies. So like if somebody got out of hand or unsafe, that the buddy would have to intervene. Probably.
I.e. climbing a tree.
Yeah. TJ tried to climb that one tree. It was like 20 feet over a 1 foot deep water.
Got a boat.
Yeah, at the end of the trip, we're all probably 300 fucking yards away from each other. Like, just 300 yards between the four of us.
Pissed off and
screaming.
God, I want this to be over. I was so cold. For 3 hours, I was just
really cold.
Just shaking. Like, when is this going to be over? Maybe around the next turn.
Okay. Yeah, that was bad.
I do regret not going. No.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, next year, we got to do it again.
Open
and honestly,
the trunk to my car. I opened my trunk, everything's there, still ready to go. I got my bag, I got a fishing rod that I was going
to
bring.
We get to Bear Island, we set up camp, and that's it. Just end it.
I broke my fishing rod.
How?
I strapped it to the backpack. The first night, we were walking through the water. Joe was wearing his shoes. We didn't want to wear our shoes. We reluctantly put our shoes on, made it to the site. I was pissed off because I had soaked shoes. I was like, oh, maybe I'll fish. I take my fishing rod out. Just snap the back right off.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
You called that too, like before you even broke it.
Yeah.
Saying you don't want it to break. And every time I take a fishing rod anywhere, it breaks. So
yeah,
I've had one rod broken twice just by packing it and unpacking it. So
I remember that in our first camping trip. It was in the back, and you're like, oh, Emily's dad got me this or something for like
Yeah, and then
like
I got
$600.
And then went again, and I got broke. No. She bought it as a gift for me.
Oh.
It was just a nice rod.
That was nice. That was a great time.
Any, new games or movies come up?
I've been playing Diablo 3. Picked it up on, actually, your
stream.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Chad just brought up, like, an ad at Walmart. Was it Doug, or didn't you? Oh, you were going to make a site, which you should do as well.
Listen to this.
Okay, so this is what happened. Doug,
I don't even want to, like,
Doug
sharing our ideas.
Yeah. Doug just brings up this, like, was it Best Buy?
It was Best Buy.
Best Buy had a deal online to get whatever games for cheaper. You wanted to get Borderlands 2. It was for, like,
yeah, they had an average $20
or
something.
And Walmart, and he brought in and just showed his phone. It was like, see, it says it's only $20 here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. So they
literally just Photoshop that image.
Yeah.
With anything you want.
Wow, yeah.
Why not, right?
Like,
make a website.
Yeah, we could make a website with just
products. See, it's on sale at Best Buy.
They could navigate the website, but like...
Well, I saw Diablo on the shelf and I'd always kind of wanted to play it. So I was like, see if it's on sale. And he checked and it was, so bought it.
It'd be like super easy to print your own flyers, even.
Yeah. And the phone is easier, though, because you can Photoshop, and you don't need to like even like zoom or see the rest of the flyer. It's just,
I downloaded
this page, and you just change the page.
It's pretty awesome.
Until they pull it out and go, you're lying, and then you're like, I guess, see you later. But what's the
word?
You gotta lose.
Wait, what? Where am I? See ya.
That's last week's flyer, dude.
Oh, it tricked me. But I don't know. It's not what I thought it was. But it's fun. I like dungeon crawler games.
I kind of gave up on Torchlight. I realized, like, what the fuck am I doing?
You always do that. You play games and you realize, like, I could be outside looking at the
clouds. Yeah, but it's really not even that fun. I'm playing for...
Nothing.
Well, I hope I get a new hat with some new armor stats. Like, and I get it, and I'm just like,
yeah, but that's awesome.
That
was unsatisfying.
The only way that would mean anything is if you have people to play with.
Ruins games.
Yeah, co-op. I did play co-op with a buddy from school, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, like when Destiny comes out, and we're all doing that, and I get something sweet, I'm like... Chad, you won't believe it. I got home from work early and I got... Look at this! And you're just like...
I hope...
That's what I want. That's my fucking dream for next year.
I don't want... It's got to be, like, weighted, though. Like, everything's got to be even. You know what I mean?
Well,
you'll get one gun, but, you'll sacrifice power for accuracy or something like that.
Sometimes you get shit that just completely blows other stuff away.
That's the best stuff to get, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
you'll
like,
get something that's like, holy fuck, that's Diablo. Way better. Like, I don't know, sometimes with WoW... For example, I'd be like, say, level 30, and then you get a piece of equipment, and it's like comparable to something that would be for like a level 45, and you use it forever, just like tons of levels. You just level up with it, and that's awesome.
Do you guys remember the Daedric armor in Skyrim?
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Where like you would duck, you could kneel or whatever, and nobody could see you. Like that fucking armor
was
completely overpowered.
That was called the
enemy
black mail or something
mail.
It was called. It was like this black chainmail thing, and you duck, and it makes your whole body like black smoke.
Like a ghost.
And your eyes are white. It's fucking cool. I use that. That's all I use that. And,
every time you kneel down, nobody can see you. Like, I would snipe people with the bow and arrow and then just duck. Like, nobody would see.
They'll walk by you, and if they're close to you, they take damage.
That game's so amazing.
I know.
I've been watching people play it recently, like other people, and I'm like, fuck, I'm okay again.
I tried to play it the other day, and my hard drive had kind of crapped out. So I lost my save.
Oh.
But I found it was the enclosure that I was in. So I got a new enclosure and it worked. And then I put the disc in. Unreadable.
No.
Like, I read it last time. What the fuck?
That's awesome.
So I don't know what's going on with that. I tried to install it. It didn't work.
Oh, really?
I think the disc's fine. I don't know. You know, like, my Xbox is kind of shitty. It does that sometimes. But I don't know. I kept trying it for a while and it wouldn't go.
You should just rent it. Put the Blockbuster sticker on your scratch one.
Are you guys excited for any games at all?
Always scamming it.
The rest of the year until November?
I don't know. Kinda. Like, there's some Nintendo games I'm looking forward to, but...
I know, like, Grand Theft Auto I can't get excited about.
Dude, I am, like, losing it. Over
I can't
game.
Be...
I'm so pumped.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't get into being the anti-hero. Like, I don't want to be the criminal, like, who's got to get away from the cops to... And
I like those games, man. That's... I don't know. It's just worked for me. It's always worked for me.
There you go. I mean, that's you.
Yeah.
I just... I don't have... There's really nothing.
Like,
I have
the stereotype that GTA's gotten, though. Like, you'll tell... I don't know, as you say, you're talking to a girl or another guy who doesn't play games, and they're like, yeah, you can fuck hookers in that game, right? In the car chase, and then you can kill them and get your money back? That is so not even part of the game.
Well,
like, it is, but it isn't.
Those GTA games, they're fighting against two, like, I would say, social negatives. That's the one, is that it's a complete bro game where, like, people who want to be badass have a chance to do that. The second thing is that they've made their own bed. Every single GTA game is the exact same. They let themselves get old. You know, they let their game age.
No.
Like, in a bad way.
No.
What do you mean? No. GTA 5 looks exactly like GTA 4.
I'm sorry,
the story is a little bit different.
Listen,
the game is the exact fucking thing. the game is the exact same thing.
Okay, the world is...
You're gonna get up in the world, kid.
No, the
and
world...
And you fucking start the game.
No, you're playing as three different characters now.
How about you drive Johnny out in it?
I'm not one. You play a rich guy who was a bank robber who's already done it and he's made all his money. There's that guy, and then there's a black guy, which is cool because it's sort of like San Andreas, kind of reminds me of that.
Doesn't everybody, like,
that's
live
exactly
their own
my
life?
And then
the game,
and then there's a crackhead. What?
Doesn't everybody live their own life?
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
The
like, you can, like, in real time switch different characters.
You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like bullshit. The LA Noire, like, oh, read it, look in their facial expressions.
When has Rockstar ever done anyone wrong? LA Noire did fine for what it was supposed to do.
It was horrible. What they said it was going to be, like, that you'd actually have to, like, look into their expressions and shit.
You did have to.
You
it
did.
Was terrible.
No, we joked about it that it didn't work.
But it did happen.
The beginning of the game, right? It's trying to get players to understand how to play it.
Okay.
I swear, I don't know what you're talking about. and some of them were really bad. Like, you knew they were lying. It was so obvious. But by the end of the game, no fucking way, man. These people are lying to you, and you have to... I don't know.
Yeah,
you have to be intuitive.
I mean, even the, like, the design...
is like, they make the AAA games, in my opinion. Rockstar does not do anything wrong. They've never made...
Table tennis.
Red Dead.
Table tennis.
Red Dead was good.
Bullying table tennis.
Red Dead was good.
Red Dead was amazing, yeah. But yeah, the three lives all going on live.
That's so
like,
cool.
Like you're playing against one guy, and one guy's in the middle of like a being chased by the cops.
And you just pick up, and you're like, shit, I gotta get away from this now. Or if you don't want to, I guess you could just switch to the other guy who's in his pool with his son or something.
I think it's like Truman Show, where like the people are the cast is waiting there, waiting for you to press the switch character button, and then like it zooms out while it's loading the pre-rendered like event, and then it zooms back in.
Mark my words. In the event. This is recorded. That game will get a 10.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Without a doubt, I promise you, GTA 5 will get a 10.
It's not for me.
On IGN, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is coming out this year for Xbox 360 and PS3?
Saints Row 4.
Beyond
Two Souls.
The Two Souls thing.
Is that made by the people who made Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
That's gonna be awesome.
PS3's got some dope.
Yeah.
Isn't GTA 5 coming out? Or GTA 5?
Who cares? Gran Turismo?
I think it's out.
Gran Turismo.
5 was the one that was delayed forever.
Six is the one that's coming out then. Yeah. Oh, and it's not coming out for PS4.
Nobody even cares.
It's what do you mean it's not?
It's coming out for PS3.
Oh really?
Like when PS4 launches.
Smart move.
That's messed up.
So it's not gonna come out on PS4 for
what else can you push in a GTA game other than the graphics and like you know what I mean? Making it look better and handle better, but
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, but
Assassin's Creed.
I'm getting all of the next gen games for next gen consoles.
Are they coming out this year though?
Yeah.
And Destiny's next year.
Yeah. Destiny probably
won't. Assassin's Creed 4 looks really good.
I'm thinking Destiny's not coming out till fall next year.
Good.
They're gonna say.
You think so?
Put it back in the oven. Back.
It says like Q1.
Just let it fucking grow.
It says like first quarter. I don't believe that. I hope they don't do that. Put more time into it and make it right.
I just want to take the time to apologize for teasing Life of Pi because it's fucking. It's really good.
TJ, you were struggling.
I laughed. I cried. Yeah, it was what? Fucking.
You've been trying to hold that up for so long. Stop it.
All right, let's jump into the top five.
Yeah. So the top five I picked was top five Game of Thrones characters. And Jordan asked me beforehand and asked me to save it for the podcast actually why I picked that. And it's really pretty simple. I didn't think I'd come up with a good one. And I thought, well, I want to pick something I really enjoy and like talking about. And Game of Thrones comes to mind pretty quickly these days. So I figured it would be interesting to get a take. And there's so many characters in that show or books or whatever.
There really is.
So I could see this going in many different directions for many different reasons. So that's my topic.
I think
my only thing is I forgot to write down my honorable mentions. I remember being really happy with them.
Or at least three of them are going to be all of ours.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I tried, I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, there's clear best characters in this show. So, like,
focus on them.
How could our list differ that much?
Yeah.
Well, we can skip over the duplicates and then just move on to honorable
mentions.
I think I
may have a couple that you guys don't.
Okay, well. So how did you go about picking your list?
I wrote down all the characters I liked in general and thought could make it. I probably ended up with 15 names, and then I just kind of trimmed it down.
15? You don't fuck around.
Yeah, it was really hard, and I'm still, like, I'll call these top five, but I don't know. Picking favorites is tough,
what about
you know?
People who are dead? You can't pick, like...
Oh, you absolutely
please.
Can.
I picked any character.
The books are ahead of the series, so technically some people could be dead.
Yeah, true,
know about.
True.
Yeah.
Anybody else got something to add about how
okay,
they picked
Ned,
their list?
Ned is obviously number one.
How they picked their...
He's only one season, though,
let's
right?
Let's leave him out.
How they picked their lists... So, let's take a quick break.
Skip.
And we'll be back with the top five. Kizai! Guys, I had this dream the other day where we're on like some sort of compound and we're all there, and it was like it was as if it was a school trip, like at some camp or something like that. And all of a sudden we were in like this is crazy, but I had a dream where we're in like a Lego store, and I just was trying to find the best Legos so I could steal them. Like, I was trying to find like the minifigures so I would I had a fucking dream about stealing minifigures.
But you wouldn't do it in real life.
I don't know.
If you can't do your dreams.
If there was a store just with minifigures.
Oh, like, come on.
Like boxes and boxes.
And I found this can of It was called Rebels, and it had every single Rebel minifigure, and I was like, and no, oh yeah, in the dream, I only had shorts on, so I was like, I've got nowhere to put anything, like, I can't take anything, I have to put all this stuff in my pocket and make sure, like, it doesn't look weird when I'm walking out of the store. Anyway, snap back to reality, I was outside of the store, and the game was like...
You're still in the dream in reality?
Yeah, this is in the dream. I was outside of the store, and it was like a World War Z, like the amount of people that were running at me.
Yeah.
And everybody was chewing gum, and it was like, you have to chew gum. Last person without gum loses or something like that. And I was just like, oh, fuck. And I started looking around for gum, and Kyle walked up to me, and he was like, I have some gum. And he gave me a piece of his gum.
Okay, you know, the weirdest thing is in the whole world, this, I've always talked to people.
You had the same dream.
No. Yeah, I did. Kyle gave me gum.
Was that last Thursday?
No. How the weirdest shit will happen in your dreams. Like, that is so bizarre. That would never happen. But while you're dreaming, it seems like it's the most normal thing ever.
Yeah. I know Doug was there while we were searching for Legos.
Yeah. Weird shit happens in my dreams, and I'm like, I don't even question it. I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
I wonder what it means that Kyle gave me the gum and none of you assholes.
I want to become aware.
Because he wants to play
DayZ with you.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
DayZ.
You want to play DayZ?
Figured it out.
Yeah, that's
awesome. The
Kyle's the survivor.
So, you
he
guys.
Had a piece of gum in his backpack to give you back some of your hunger bar.
You didn't. You didn't miss our top five. We never actually got to it, but I think it's maybe we.
Top five! Welcome back.
That was like an hour ago.
Yeah. So, top five Game of Thrones characters. TJ, how do you want to do this? Everyone around?
TJ
everyone just
kind
of goes off their list, or we go
TJ
around the table?
Honors.
Well, usually you do the 5-4-3-2 for everybody, right?
Okay.
Have you ever done it differently?
No, that's how we do it.
Okay, let's do it that way.
Honors. TJ.
TJ, you want to go first or last?
I'll go first.
Really? Because that screwed you last time. With the weapons one.
Oh. It did.
Because, oh wait.
No, it's the way around.
Going first.
I lied.
Yeah, going last is what screwed you.
Go.
Didn't even think about that.
So going first to
hatch. I don't mind getting screwed.
Shit, I didn't number it yet.
I ain't numbering nothing. I ain't
got
no
list. Either.
My phone is shut off because there's 8% and I don't want it to die.
Dan's going by memory.
No, I'm just going to go off your list.
Like, yeah, I like him too.
Yeah, he's pretty neat.
Put that one on there.
That's my number four. He's pretty neat. Wow, right. She's a beaut.
Yeah, wow. Okay. We're probably going to be able to keep it quick here.
Oh, it's going to be a bang bang.
Well, there's nothing to discuss.
He's pretty cool.
Like I don't. Him. I'm not going to disagree with you guys.
He does.
No, this guy's the best character.
That's not how it works with top fives.
I mean, well, sometimes it does, but not these.
Anyway, we'll see.
Bam!
Without further ado.
Five.
Okay, so my five is Tywin Lannister.
Oh, nice!
Did you have him on there?
Tywin.
Yeah, not my number, but...
honorable mention?
Yeah, Tywin's not a huge part of the series. In fact, he's barely even mentioned in the books in the beginning, a little more on the show. And I just like the fact that he's always playing the game. He's always out for his family. He's consistent. He's smart. He never lets his emotions get in the way. He's like the purest for family first. You know what I mean? And a lot of his family's fucking up and doing stupid things, like the incest, and he's got a dwarf, and he's bitter about that, but he's kind of a dick in some regards. I just like that he's so, I guess, true to that, you know, philosophy of family first.
Do you think that he's aware
of... That couldn't be said better.
Do you know what made him really stand out for me? Was there was one episode where he was talking to Tyrion, and he says, like, I took you to the sea, and I was just gonna, like, let you go and die. And he's like, but then I realized, like, you're a Lannister.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Because you're a Lannister.
And I was like, boom, instant respect.
Right. And
is
Tywin's like
hanging up there?
Yeah. Is your wife having an affair upstairs?
Probably.
I wonder if that's picking up on the mic. Who cares? Even if it is. Yeah.
TJ's wife is getting laid.
Well, more likely she's rocking the baby.
It's probably the baby.
He's probably jumping
in the thing.
It probably is Desmond, yeah.
No, it definitely is.
Desmond.
So, do you think that Tyrion's aware of Joffrey's situation? Like, being incestual?
Born of incest?
Yeah, born of
incest. Oh, absolutely.
Tyrion knows?
Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Or, sorry, Tywin knows?
Tywin? He definitely knows.
He fucking knows.
He definitely knows. He knows, and
he hates him.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Do you think he knew that it was Arya? That it was Arya helping him out?
He has no idea it was Arya.
No idea it was Arya.
But remember he was talking with Margaery Tyrell's grandmother? And they had this awesome banter. She was actually an honorable mention. I'll throw it out there now.
Really good.
Who's that?
She is
the
good.
Mom.
She's like the grandmother of the girl who was going to marry Renly, and now she's marrying Joffrey.
Oh, she's like a bitch?
The
rich
bitch? The low V chick with the
Man, she was like Brian super Taylor's. Hot back in the day. I was looking at her IMDb profile.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Anyways, they have a banter saying, like, she says something like almost as bad as incest. In other words, like, as they're going back and forth, like, tit for tat, kind of trying to argue out a point. So basically, Tywin knows. That's what it comes down to about the his kids. It's just like, keep it quiet, separate them.
I hate that I can't ask you questions about, like, what do you think is going to happen.
I'm
in
only, like,
four.
One or two chapters ahead of everything in season three, so...
A whole lot can happen in
the
chapter.
How do you not just go nuts? I would read the shit out of those books if I was, like, into it.
I don't, TJ... It is tough, man.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That was it.
TJ, thank you. Thank you for not ruining shit.
No. I'm very careful. I was thinking about something mentioning today, and I'm like, I can't possibly say this without ruining something. Even, like... Somewhat mentioning and saying I can't talk about it is gonna. I'm very careful.
I promise I will continue to be very careful. I have the utmost respect for the book readers who have kept quiet for so long. As soon as it airs on TV, it's all over the internet. Right. I've deleted people off my Facebook just because, like,
yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Who was it? Who? Red Wedding. Like, name names.
Well, one was actually a news feed. Some other ones were just some guys that I didn't really like. Yeah. So they were asking
two people
for it anyway.
Who read the books, and you know both of them, Soda and your brother.
Soda, I don't know. I don't know if he's actually posting spoilers or if maybe because I'm just super sensitive to that kind of thing, I'm reading too much into it.
He doesn't. Because
as soon as he says, like, "Oh, I like good episode," I'm just like, spoiled. He spoiled it.
Oh,
it's gonna be good.
Wait to tell me it's a good week, fucker.
Yeah,
I will say that Emily loves it to be spoiled. She's okay with knowing what's coming. Mm-hmm. So I get the. Like, when something happens, I'm like,
you get out of your
system. I need to say something, you know what I mean? Hey, yeah. You want to hear what happens? Absolutely. And I just tell her.
It's easier person to, like,
I try to unfold it a little bit slowly so at least she gets some of the effect, you know what I mean? And,
okay, awesome. So my number five, this might be a bit of a shock to you guys, but number five, Ned Stark. The shock being that he's actually number five. He's not higher on the
he's
list.
Out of my
to be
mind.
Honest,
he's
I,
not even in my
yeah,
list,
I can
man.
Expect him not
I
to be.
I forget
to
get him.
Ned Stark.
He was
awesome. He was awesome, and you know, he was the perfect character for everyone to attach themselves to get introduced into that world,
and then
like that fucking
off.
Mythos. Well, yeah,
they needed a character from Lord of the Rings.
Get off my computer.
Should we check?
No, I think it's fine. Yeah, you can check to see if it's still moving. Just look at the numbers up there. The numbers on the top bar, are they still chittering around?
Ned Stark was...
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
That's exactly what it was. It was...
He was good.
A familiar face to attach yourself to something.
Yeah.
For fantasy.
And then the shock and awe of killing him.
His big revelation was like, oh my god, they all have blonde hair, and these guys all have brown hair. Something's amiss. Like, it was done very... I don't want to say it was sloppy, but it was easy. Like, his revelation. It definitely wasn't like... a twist or anything. We all knew what was up.
Yeah.
So he just has to find it out for himself. And he was kind of a boring character because you always knew what he would do. You always knew he would do the right thing. So it's like, I'm kind of just... Well, actually, you know what? He did...
It was painful to watch knowing that he should do better though, right?
I'm not saying he was a bad character. He's a great character. And like, yeah, he definitely gave us something to focus on while we were learning everything else. Like, you know...
And they wanted to build like... Like sympathy for the Starks.
Yeah, like, and he was an awesome character.
He was so nice,
and for that he's my number five.
This goes into actually picking, deciding how you pick your characters: most entertaining or most liked. You know what I mean? Like Eddard Stark, obviously, like you like the fact that he's really good, but at the same time, you say he's predictable, so maybe he's not adding much other than just being a fixture in the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of hard to actually choosing my list. I debated whether I should choose characters that are important or characters that I just really like. I think mostly I sided with like, but.
Yeah.
Which is,
My number five, I picked this person in, like, anticipation for what he may be next season.
Interesting.
And hated him a lot of the time. The dog, what I don't even know his real name.
Oh, the Clegane?
Hound.
The Hound?
Sandor Clegane, yeah.
Hated him. I thought he was, like, the worst character, and, like, oh, he's hideous. And
yeah, but they
he's
always,
awesome.
They
but
always
now,
inserted a little, like,
but now,
here's something to like, don't you think?
Yeah.
Even from the beginning.
But I like him. I like where it's going. I like that he's sort of protecting her now.
It's crazy how quickly... In that show, you can change your thoughts towards somebody.
Hated this guy. Like, he's a villain, and then they change him in like, maybe one or two episodes into a decent person.
Yeah.
They do that a lot in the show
he's
where...
He's terrified of fire, and he kills, like...
Well, the way that I looked at it was, like, it's a different time, right? Like, it is survival of the fittest, especially when it comes to soldiers, and this guy has been through some shit, obviously, so he knows what's up, and it's just cool to see him in that different role, so I'm excited to see what happens with season four.
Do you remember the scene early on? He was fighting with It was like in a show.
The arena?
And yeah, in the arena. And like they said, they stood up and was like, okay, stop this. And he like kneeled.
Yeah.
As if to like just oblige the king or whatever. Really? Yeah, and that, the sword went right over his head. I was like, that's badass. Like he fucking, he was just like, I got this. I thought that like, that was the moment when.
You know, he's like.
Yeah, like, and oh, he saves fucking Sansa. He yeah. saved Sansa, and he's taking care of Arya. Like he
saved Sansa from all those rapist guys.
Right? Yeah, I love when he tells
all of them. I'll be like, rip their guts out.
Fuck the city. Fuck the war. Fuck the king.
Yes. When he tells Arya that story too, like, just like, yeah, bitch, why are you being such a fucking loser? Like he's a good guy. He's taking care of you.
Well, here's the thing. He can't be a dick if
because he killed that fucking butcher's boy or whatever.
Right. If he's told to do something, he'll do it. But he'll be right outright with you. You know what I mean? He'll swear you. He'll tell you to f off. You know, like if he believes that. But at the same time, like it was almost convenient for him. Not convenient, but he saved Sansa just because he could. You know what I mean? The same reason. Like
I don't know. I thought he. He wants to do the right thing.
No,
I think he's doing it. He has morals. Like
everything he does suggests he doesn't care about what he's doing, like other than for himself. But if it, he's not going to harm you if you don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like he could save Sansa and do it easily against the peasants that were throwing a riot or whatever. So he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I like.
The way that I took it with him saving Arya was like he openly said that the reason he's doing it is because it's going to make him richer. Did he not say that? He's like,
yeah.
I can get a lot of money for you.
Yeah, he was going to sell it.
But I think that he still, like, knows she's a helpless child.
Yeah.
And who she is. Like, she's, you know.
Right, he's not going to kill her if he doesn't have a reason to.
But I don't think that. He could have just left her. And, like, how much money is he going to get? And he had to travel how far
but
to
that was
do
just
it.
A front. Him
that's
telling
exactly
her.
My point. That's just a front. And he did want to do something good.
I disagree.
I don't know. That's what I got from it.
I don't know. I think
just for the cash.
I don't think it was just for the cash. I think that's what that was his front, and it wasn't that way.
Chad number Maybe. Five
has yet to be seen.
He's gonna be a good guy. I think something. He's gonna do something even better, like more good. He's gonna side with somebody good. I don't know.
There's nobody else to side with.
I don't think he's gonna be good. I hope not.
I hope so.
I just like him as he is.
Are you speaking as if so? You're not so far ahead that like I should be reading into what you're saying. Right
Absolutely
now.
Not. I have no insight other than maybe the details.
Thinking, like,
other than the details of the story that, like, you know, that you can't tell in a film, right? Which is not, there's not even much there. Like, it's, I don't know. He just, every time, like, they talk about Arya trying to kill him, and he's just like, you know, straightforward, like, you know, go ahead and make your best shot and everything.
Yeah,
and,
not gonna happen.
I don't know. He just gives the impression. I have two things to kind of judge by, the book
he's
and the show. But
I would like to see that.
I also just, feeling off of George R. R. Martin's characters, they're always, like, more real than they are, like, what you expect them to do, you know what I mean? And he's got, like, a lot of series coming up, so he has a lot of time to resolve these things, so I think, like, his character can just continue to be an ass for, like, a long time. Maybe right by the very end he can be good, but...
Knowing Game of Thrones, he's gonna die first episode.
Possibly. Like, season 4.
And there it goes. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's
shit.
Dead. Off-screen death. Not, yeah. No.
He died.
Oh, yeah,
he's
in casket.
He's not even kidding.
Anyway, Chad, 5. Cool. Yeah.
5 for me. Ser Jorah Mormont.
Hmm.
Yeah, what? Captain of the Night's Watch.
Oh, okay. Really?
I couldn't find a room
for him. I knew you would like him.
The guy from Braveheart.
Yeah.
He's just, I don't know, he's badass.
He looks
cool. He's wise.
The old guy?
Yeah.
White beard.
Okay.
Aemon.
What? Who's Jorah?
Hold on.
Are you talking about the guy who
makes
Snow his fucking...
Is he blind? The old blind dude? Or is
no,
that's not...
Okay.
No, the guy who presented Jon Snow with the fucking wolf sword.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not Jorah.
That's not Jorah.
Maybe it is. His son is Jorah. Which is the guy with Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Whatever her name is.
Oh, the blonde guy? The bald blonde guy? He's cool, too.
He's cool, too.
Okay.
That's actually... he was my honorable
Jorah's
mention.
The guy,
he's awesome. He's awesome.
Jorah's
his dad's name?
Sick.
I don't know what it is, but they call him the Bear.
Fuck. That's the guy that died in the...
Craster's...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Craster's
wildling.
Okay.
So you're talking about the...
That's the guy.
He's cool.
About the guy.
Kind of an awful...
Yeah, he was really cool. I don't know. I knew him from Braveheart. He was cool in Braveheart.
An untimely end.
I didn't want him to die. Yeah, he was.
I mean, you got a bunch of starving soldiers. It's time for a what do you call that? Mutiny.
Yeah, he had a lot of wise words. Yeah, he was cool.
He shepherded Snow quite a bit.
Yeah,
Snow.
When Snow.
Jon Snow.
Snow was being a little bitch. He helped him come into his own.
I hate Jon Snow. Does anybody have Jon Snow in
the
house?
No.
I do have Jon Snow. I like Jon Snow.
It's terrible.
He's kind of a bitch at times.
I liked his exit from season 3. Just like...
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, I banged you a whole ton. And now I'm gonna kill your friends, and you're right. I'm not one of you, and I'll see you later.
Peace out.
Anyway, so
shoot me all you please.
Oh, that was bad. Number four.
DJ.
Oh.
Hey, Jip, Jip.
I did not prepare. Bran.
Yep.
Bran is gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, I truly, the potential of what Bran could be has always been exciting for me as I read the books, and the show is kind of the same thing.
Can I have a prediction?
Okay, yeah, let's be realistic.
Mind control of a dragon.
He's taking them fucking dragons.
Bran's
over.
Controlling the dragons.
Bran's gonna kill Jack!
Yeah,
the Starks?
No, no, I think it's more than that.
What do you mean, in the end? Who's left?
Who's dead? Bran's gonna be the only one alive.
It's Bran and his fucking wildling slut.
I like her. First of all, my list was going to be all chicks. Every girl in that show is just gorgeous.
Awesome girls, yeah.
They're just beautiful women.
And strong. The hottest girl in the show, off topic.
This is going to start a fight right now.
It's either Robb Stark's wife.
Or she fine.
She fucking fine.
Tyrell? Oh, you already missed the two that I'm thinking.
This girl, she was in season 3 a lot. She was the gay king's wife.
And Tyrell.
Her?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah, Marjorie. Yeah.
So
what about right? Well, there's Khaleesi.
And Khaleesi's then not that hot.
She's not. I thought you were going to say her, and I was going to...
She's good looking, Khaleesi? Yeah.
Okay, don't get me wrong. She's
Ygritte's pretty hot, too.
Yeah. Ygritte's really hot until you see her naked.
Snuff.
She was super hot. I was like... It was like... Everyone naked in the show, and all you saw was her face, and I was like, she's the hottest. Until you see her naked, and she's like this lanky Skeletor. I was like, whoa.
Oh, leave her alone.
I wasn't into it. I didn't like her fucking ribs.
Oh,
and...
leave him alone.
But she got it, yeah.
They're all just super hot.
I want to shake the hand of whoever does the casting for that show. Just
even the girls that they make look really bad. Like Bran's girl. Yeah, like if you look at her IMDb like profile.
Dude, when she dropped that rope, when she was trying to get out of the city and like tricked the like...
They're all hot. Every girl's hot.
I'm here to do my rounds for the guards, whatever, and drop her robe. She got them titties.
She got them titties.
She got them titties.
All right.
Can I loop back to Bran quickly?
Yeah, awesome.
My piece. Just the potential, what he could be, meaning, like, he kind of went into Hodor, right? I don't think he's caught that, right?
Yeah, of course he did. That was the whole thing. He was like, he made him shut up.
Down.
Like,
right. He goes into people. Like, I don't know if you go into multiple people. I'm pretty sure you can. I feel like it's been a bit spoiled by the fact that the wildlings can do that kind of easily. Like, there's a few wildlings that can do that.
Well, the guy died, though.
Yeah, but they don't control people.
That was the crazy thing. That's why that kid was like, no, no one has ever done that. Like,
right.
Took
control. Well, I thought it was cool enough that he could control the wolf, and he could, like, kind of have his legs back by going through the wolf. But now he can, like, can he take an army and command them? Like, what's the limit of how many people he can jump into at one time?
I think that would be overkill. That'd be too much.
Well, 10 people. 10 really strong people, you know what I'm saying? Like... That potential right there, and like the fact that you're so sad that he doesn't have his legs, he's a climber, you kind of sympathize with him, you know, like...
He's getting his legs back.
I thought he was going to be a horseback bowman.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, because this is so much cooler.
All season one, he was focused
on horseback. I disagree. I think horseback, like, he's connected
horseback
to his horse.
Horseback bowman while he's, like, calling the dragons in.
How about he rides the wolf, which he commands?
Could ride a wolf.
Bran is owning... The entire...
I like that he's like...
Middle Earth, whatever it's called.
You know what, though?
Through the film, he's like aged more, so he's not like a little kid anymore. He's like a squeaky teen adolescent.
That's actually going to be a big problem with the show. They're not progressing very fast.
They're not aging fast
enough. Yeah, you're going to have to accept the fact that he's supposed to be 8 years old, and he's...
You know what?
22.
HBO has gone like a year without a season. Like, Sopranos went year... Like, they just skipped years. They didn't have seasons.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
That makes it worse, though. No. The book
but let the actors age.
No, the book is progressing slower than they're aging.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't fix that.
It's a refinement.
There's a finite amount of time to film and the show and build the sets.
I don't think they're going to have any problems with making, like, Sansa, you know, 18 instead of 14.
Yeah, I think it worked with Harry Potter.
Yeah, but she's 13 and she's, like...
Yeah, the Harry Potter thing.
The guy was,
I mean,
like,
age
was like 28 by the time
it ended. I guess. It's hard with the really young kids. Like, I don't know, is Rickon going to be a big part of the next books? Probably not, I guess, but Bran
I've heard
is.
Rickon,
is
Rickon I've heard a lot brother? About Rickon. Here's my prediction. There's going to be ghosts returning. There's going to be, like, figures that we've seen die off return, and Rickon will be able to communicate with them.
Well, Rickon can speak to the dead?
I think Rickon
where did
can
that come from?
See the dead.
Oh, yeah.
In season one. He saw Ned Stark in the tomb.
Holy shit, yeah, you're right.
After he had died. Yeah! He's like, I saw Dad in the tomb or whatever.
I don't remember that. I want to rewatch all the Game of Thrones. I got to find a girl who hasn't seen it yet.
It's a dope-ass show.
Doping.
You still hate the topic, Dan?
So my number four... I can't believe we're still on number four. We got to speed this up.
Shut it.
My number four, Jaime Lannister.
Good choice.
Why he's number four. He's got a lot of character depth. I find that I agree with him and everything he does, as good or bad as it may be.
Except for fucking his sister.
Yeah, except for fucking his sister.
Aside from that.
They
really turn him from being like,
you know, like
a horrible person to like a
Hot Tub Confessions.
I kind of saw his side before season 3. Like even in season 2, he has that great conversation with Kat. You know how, like, from a certain point of view, like, I did what I had to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not happy about it. And there's a lot of, like, you know, broken oaths. Like, he's obviously got a lot of insecurity about breaking oaths and how, you know, who's pulling the strings kind of thing. Like, I do my own thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's coming into fruition now. He's kind of confessing everything. And you're learning more and more about his motivation and things like that. And, yeah, that scene in the hot tub was amazing. But I've kind of always seen his side of the story. I've always seen his point of view. And he's badass. Like, I like fucking seeing him on screen. In season 2, he was barely in the season, and I missed him. Season 2 was worse because he was not in
season 3, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a lot of...
That hand-cutting off thing?
That was fucking gross.
I saw it in the show before the book. That was amazing.
It grossed me out. I rewound it. Yeah. I was like, that's still disgusting
shocked.
On a rewatch.
I was shocked.
Like, for a week afterwards, I just kept saying to Emily, like, cut off fucking Jamie's hand. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, his whole character was based around him being, like, one of, like, the top 3 guys in the world for fighting. You know what I mean? Like, and that's who he was,
yeah.
Right? That changes everything for him.
And the fact that it was a minor character who did it.
Right.
Yeah.
You never heard of.
Like, you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and major characters can get fucking halved.
I talked to your brother about this on Facebook, believe it or not, and how, like, because I had just seen the show, and talking about how, like, I don't understand what they're going to do with this character. Like, I'm totally uninterested in his character once he loses his hand. Because in the book, that's all he is. You know what I mean? But now, like, that I've seen kind of what happens next in the show, amazing. Like,
well, what does happen next in the show? He
saves Brienne. He's probably going to become like a...
But he doesn't save Brienne while he's got his hand. His hand gets cut off and that's it. And then he gets escorted back to... what's the king? The kingdom?
King's Landing.
King's Landing. He gets escorted back to King's Landing. He doesn't do anything.
Can I say one thing from the books from the next chapter that's not...
No.
No? Okay, I don't think so.
No!
It's not even...
No way!
Okay, I'll tell you afterwards.
I'm sorry for this terrible burden that you've bestowed upon
yourself. I don't even know how much they're going to focus on the show.
It's like a chapter.
It depends where his character goes next.
It's going to be like the 15 minutes of the first episode.
I don't want it to get spoiled.
Yeah, I'll save it for after.
All right, Dan 4.
My number 4 is a little bit more of an obscure one that maybe none of you have, but... While I watched it on the show, I thought it was really exciting. And it was cool. It's the... I don't even know the guy's name. But it's like, the man will kill 3 names that you
Hagar.
Name. Any names.
What's his first name? Hagar?
It's like Jakar. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I remember looking him up on IMDb. Jakar Noir.
I forget. The faceless man.
Yeah.
I don't have IMDb experience.
Fucking cool. He looks cool. He's got the fucking cool, like, guard armor. And he just...
He's an honorable mention for me. And the fact that he can shapeshift. Like, his face can change into
that's
another
right.
man's face.
And, you know, I feel like that's the tip of what he can do. You know what I mean?
He'll be back.
Oh, I don't know. He's getting it off Pharrell, right?
There's no way that they showed that this guy can change his face. He changes the way that he looks. There's no way he's not... They're not just going to... There, that's really
They don't
cool.
give you that and then say, like, oh,
see you later. They
guy.
Show you things in television shows. I've realized this with every TV show.
The
everything
show
that they show
end.
You...
Yes.
Everything that they show you in TV shows, they show you for a reason.
Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, and it's foreshadowing.
Game of Thrones would be the only exception to that rule if Game of Thrones is the exception. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised.
Or like, bad television
what
shows.
What about Ario's dancing partner? You remember Sirio?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd like him to be more important, too, but...
Right, but like, why wouldn't he come back? Why is he? I don't know. He's not quite as good as the faceless man, but he's pretty close.
I don't need to dive into that.
I read something.
The guy's just fucking badass, and he can, you know. Like,
also, Arya botched. Arya botched. Yeah.
Why do you turn into an ape every time you crow?
Oh, okay.
That's the joke from the old. From
kill
the last
Mike's
episode.
Dad.
Yeah, what? Arya
kill the ape
had
down the street.
Could have ended the war. Pick 3 names: Joffrey Lannister or Joffrey Baratheon. Boom.
Well, they suggest that this man has the potential to kill anyone.
Does
but
she
you
actually
really
think
does.
That maybe he was calling, he was talking
this is
some shit? Like, pick 3 targets that could be reasonable.
Yes, that's exactly what she thought. She didn't want to say something that was going to get that guy killed.
I imagine it was within the camp. Like, you want 3 people in here and get out of here?
I think it's a story device to extend the story. It's kind of like the Eagles thing.
Okay,
with
Lord
of the Rings.
Exactly, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
They could
have
just fucking rolled the Eagles.
We have to call that something, like the Eagles conflict or something like that. The Eagle, like, approach.
Eagle paradox.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Paradox.
All right, my number 4. Don't focus on it too much.
Oh, yeah.
Grandmeister Paiso.
I love him.
Who's that? Is he the black guy? He's the old man that
at Winterfell.
Secretly has a...
Yeah, he's a Targaryen.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
That's the guy at
the
wall.
Am I getting all the fucking names wrong? Who are you talking about?
Are you talking about the guy at the wall or the guy at Winterfell?
The guy in King's Landing. He sits, like, with the king.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Paiso?
Oh, yeah.
Batman?
I heard what I wanted to hear. You're right. No, you like him?
I like that guy.
Fuck that guy.
It's all a charade.
Yeah. He just walks around. He's doing it. He's stretching and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? The fact that he's lived to be that old means he must have won the game somehow.
Are you talking about the guy
that
cut his beard off?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking
about. The guy who's, like, he sits at the council of the king.
No, he's right. They cut his beard off.
They cut his beard off. He's a really old man. He's got this, like, thin, straight. Beard, and he grabs his beard and cut it off right at his chin.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's the character out.
That guy's shit.
He is shit.
I hate him. Every time he's on TV, I'm like, fuck this guy. I hate him so much.
It's like they didn't even try to make him likable at all. Every character has something you like about him, except for that guy. Was that just to start a fight or what?
He's good. He's all right.
I thought you were talking about
Mace Windu. Lewin. Exploded out of my face.
What?
Chad just loves old men. Like, he's old and he's wise. His number one's going to be fucking Gandalf. He's like, oh, wait. I forgot.
Wait.
My number one character in Game of Thrones, Gandalf the Grey.
Gandalf the White, please.
Gandalf.
I believe mid-laugh. Shut up. Continue.
Gandalf!
Grandpa Gandalf! Shut up and continue!
Gandalf!
It's not even that funny!
Alright, number three. You want to say like Grandpa?
Cut it out 8 minutes
ago. Grandpa Dolph!
Just cut it down to one.
Oh, God.
Gandalf and
Sorry.
I'm sorry if I spit beer on any of you.
God, I pee so bad.
Does anyone else have anything to say about
Gandalf? No.
Paisel, he's dope.
He's literally the worst person in the show.
I thought you meant Maester Lewin, which is the guy at Winterfell who's with Bran, and they killed him off.
Yeah. The Mad King's
which
brother.
Which I can understand. I like that
guy.
Wait,
he was cool.
I'm talking about the Mad King's brother, the old blonde guy at...
Oh, yeah. So all right, he's cool, too.
I'm changing my number one because you already said Bran. Bran was my number one.
Oh, was Randolph? It?
All right, number three, TJ.
Number three, Jaime. We talked about Jaime it, Lannister. So super number. That's my second Lannister.
Anything to add?
Pardon me?
Anything to add?
No, we pretty much covered it. I just like that he's got a lot of character depth. And I don't know where they're going to go with this story. I guess it's kind of potential again, like with Bran.
So my number three, it was my number one, but he kept getting pushed down. I just couldn't argue. Like, he might be my favorite character, but there's better characters in the show. And Grandal. So one of my favorites, Fall from Grace character, the tragedy of Theon Greyjoy. Mm. I mean,
he's the worst.
I
never liked his ratty fucking orange face. Sorry, TJ. No, nothing to do with orange, but I hate him.
I didn't take offense until you said that.
Everybody's
hate him funny. So much.
That one scene, he's traveling with Rob, and he's like sniping messenger fucking
that was
birds
cool,
out of the sky.
It could
like
have been anyone else.
Anybody who has, first of all, any archer has got my vote. So
vote.
It's like he's kicking ass, and then like I like he was the only reason, well not the only reason, but he made season two great for me because I was like constantly like upset, like why are you like how could you fall this far, you know?
When that guy from Misfits cut his dick off,
yeah. When his ponies got chopped, I cheered.
I was happy too. I was
well,
like,
I mean,
as soon as it started happening, I was like, I know exactly where this is going.
Well, yeah,
it might have had something to do with Chad said Greyjoy Pionis is a god. In a text, like a week before I saw the episode, so I was like, I know what's gonna happen.
So, I mean, I'm waiting for redemption. I like
that's
capable.
That's a big spoiler.
From what I hear, he's a lot crazier, like in the books. Like he's a more capable warrior.
They make him to be like
the first book, maybe.
His father is so. Like, he wants to disown him, and his sister's more of a man.
Well, he's an interesting character. I don't know where his story's going. I mean, they haven't killed him for a reason. They could have easily killed him off. He's not dead yet.
I wanted him to die. For like,
well, we all
did. I love
him. You know what I mean?
Him.
And that's
you know
why,
I mean?
That's so why we want, like, the redemption of Theon Greyjoy. I mean, we're, like, Starks are falling. Like, We need somebody to represent the star. Like, he's pledged his allegiance now.
Yeah, imagine he
confessed.
Went...
Then he was like, "I made the wrong choice." You know, yeah, like, yeah, I did. And there could be some redemption in that.
Isn't
character.
It crazy how that changed your perception of him, though?
No, yes. I always was kind of like, my I knew, point. But you could see it in season two. You could see that he was like conflicted, and
of course he's conflicted. And he wants to stand out in his family, like.
But you're still angry at him for making dumb decisions. Yeah, he's and just for being a weenie
butt.
Like,
but at the same time, decisions. It's like immediately they want you to feel guilt for him. And in a way, I sort of did.
No, I totally did. The 180 I did in that character, unlike any other show I've ever had, were like just pure hate to just like, oh, Theon, you
no
fucking...
No way.
The come guy, on, no. man.
The guy who was torturing...
He burned two boys thinking they were brand...
They were already dead.
They weren't already dead.
Didn't he say that? They were already dead when he hung them up.
I didn't catch that. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think he just took the farmer's kids. Like, they weren't anyone. They were just...
Peasants. He said something like he wasn't involved. Like... He said that he made the
but
claim.
He went in and killed everybody in the city.
He made the claim that he was going to hang the kids or whatever.
Yeah, but the Hound killed the kid, that whatever butcher's kid or whatever.
Yeah, but he was cooler.
Either way, I'm pretty fair sure. I,
the Hound is like is seasoned and hard. Like Greyjoy's just trying to prove himself.
Well, let's see where his character goes. Let's see where his character goes.
Yeah, what if he comes back? I haven't read any of this, okay? But what if he comes back and he's like, what dedicates if he avenges- his life to bringing back Winterfell to his former glory?
Yeah, what if he avenges Rob?
He brings back all the lost Stark people.
He's gonna avenge Rob. I can see that now.
There you go.
But...
That's like a storyline.
But... I don't want to like him. I hate his face.
Yeah, he's really an ugly man.
Alfie Allen or whatever his name is?
He's going to be pulling us clean.
That's the thing. You know who else has no dick? That fucking weird bald fat guy.
My number one.
I like him.
Varys is awesome.
Why are you
letting it go?
You like right, everyone I really hate.
All right, Dan, number three.
I'll change it.
Number three.
All right, I'll change it.
Okay. My number three was Jaime Lannister, which already been talked about. Oh. So
okay.
All right, my number three, I already talked about two, Sandor Clegane.
Who's this?
The dog.
Oh, yeah, the hound.
To dope it.
Is it the dog or the hound?
Dog, hound.
They call him dog sometimes.
Swine.
The swine.
Swine. Swine beast.
The swine beast.
My favorite character is the swine.
The swine beast is so sick.
Swine Gandalf.
No one.
TJ, you're up.
Okay, number two for me was Arya.
Arya's cool.
Arya's really cool.
I do like.
She's got a dark side.
She does.
I think she's got more like talk than bite right now, but she's also
no man.
She's getting there though.
She'll take as much action as she can get. You know
I
what I'm saying?
To
like,
get that. What was her sword called?
Needle.
I wanted to get it back, and I wanted to put it through someone's fucking.
I wanted to get her dog back.
Hey, what was her? What was her threat?
Nymeria.
I'm going to kill you and three other people. Like she threatened to kill three people or something like that. And one of them was the Hound.
She has this thing where she repeats a list of names. I don't know if it's...
Someone else
does
that as well.
Yeah. It's like her, what do they call it? Like a nighttime prayer or something like that? Where
before
she
goes to sleep, she says the name of all the people that she's going to kill.
Right. And I think she's going to kill the majority of them.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love. And the dark side thing...
I never picked up on that.
Someone else does it. She's talking to...
I think the Faceless Man.
Look at God!
The guy that she was talking to...
Light bulb went off.
When she's traveling with all those people, right? Remember?
Yeah,
and she's with...
Hot Pie and Gendry, yeah.
Yeah. The leader of that group, he died, right? Didn't he...
Are you afraid of the one that came back to life?
I'm trying to think what happened here. I'm trying to remember, because there's so much fucking... There's so many side stories. But the way that I remember it was, there's a guy who leads that...
Oh, Yoren, the guy from the Black, yeah.
And he dies when...
When the
they come and take the rightful heir, that the fucking
right they kill
the blacksmith
blonde
kid.
Yeah,
but he was saying to her, he said all these names of people that he wanted to kill, and she's doing the exact same thing.
Well, she's saying it was Gendry who does it.
Is that his name? There's so many fucking weird
Robert's names. Robert's bastard. You're saying?
No, it was the leader, the guy who died.
Okay, it was Yoren. Yeah,
he's got like a goatee.
He was a cool character.
He's fucking cool.
They had,
I liked him.
You remember, there was a scene with him and Tyrion at the Black. I think it was the first season, drinking out of like horns, just going back and forth. That was awesome.
I
like, we should share the road.
When Tyrion visited the Wall, that was good.
That was awesome.
I like that.
He's like, I pissed off the end of the world. Like, oh man, I gotta save that because.
Was that number three?
Oh, Arya. But I didn't get to say my piece on it.
Go ahead.
I have this theory, which I haven't read in the book at all. It's just a theory on Arya. Where something I read was just like, it ticked me off to like, and it was, again, but in early season three, so it's not a spoiler. What if Arya turns out to be some, like, just total dick? Because in the beginning, she's an innocent young girl. She's really relatable because she's not like Sansa. She's just the opposite. She's very, like,
boyish.
Earthly, I guess. And then she gets, like, in a situation where she sees her father die. Sucks. She's about to be reunited with her mother, which you think is like a 3-season-long arc that's going to finally come to fruition.
Dies when she's there.
Dies feet away. Her brother
watches
as well.
The dogs die too. She watches the... Oh my God.
Rob's wolf dead.
Fucking...
There is no reason
she
for
also
her...
sees Rob wearing the head of the...
Yeah. On that... Yeah.
Wearing the head of the wolf. That's it, the, like...
Oof. She's got like the worst, like... story out of everybody. Like, she has every reason to be the worst character in the book. Like, what if she turned... Actually, I thought about this earlier today before the podcast. She could turn out to be the Hound or worse. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a really cool arc for her character.
Him. That's what I'm saying. He's gonna train her.
No. But when I say... Okay, when I say the Hound, I mean, like, all the bad perceptions of the Hound were just like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck the world. Yeah. Everything's shit.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. That's...
But you hated him at first.
Okay, but to the point where you don't have any redeeming qualities.
Fine, fair enough.
Imagine that was her story.
They
how
can't. They won't.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They've done worse to Starks.
Yeah.
Yeah, kill them.
Well, I mean,
that just gets
even,
them out
even
of the
Rob,
show.
Like Rob's story was over long before his death.
Yeah, he turned into a little bitch. I was tired of it.
The one guy's like, you lost this war when you met her.
When you married that woman, you like it was over.
The quote I really like, which is in the book and the show, I've won every battle I've been in, and I'm somehow losing this war.
Yeah.
That just goes to show.
Is that how it's used in the show? Because I think they...
I kind of want
to... Like, oh, you're... They're trying to tell him how inexperienced he is, and he's like, have I lost?
No, he literally says, I've won every battle, and I'm losing the war. Oh, and yeah. it's like, his is the story of the politics of war. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
How...
Yeah, from what I hear, he's like an incredible tactician. Like, he knows...
The battlefield?
Like, he plays war like chess.
Yeah, and he, like, ignites, like, a fire in his people to, like, fight. And, like,
in that sense,
his
yeah,
people are really
right.
dedicated, so they don't never turn, you know.
Every other
like
leader is, like, an old man who has been around and they have huge followers. He's having to prove his worth to everybody, and it's, right. like, it wasn't working out for him.
Well, it was until he made a dumb decision and kind of crossed the, whatever the
yeah.
phrase.
I want to be clear that all my opinions are strictly on the show. Like, I don't know what happens in the books. I know there's some changes. Like, the big thing
is... The books are so
close. The character... Rob's wife is a completely different character in the book. So, like, I'm only...
No.
Well, from what I hear.
No. The only difference is she doesn't die in the books. But she probably will if she dies in the show.
No. Well, I don't know.
She doesn't go to the fray. She's not pregnant either.
I feel like the show is one where you could...
Doesn't make a difference.
Watch your 3 seasons. Restart it. Start at 1 again and pick up on things that...
Oh, absolutely.
And just be like... Wow.
I think so too.
Wow. I'm going to do that.
It's here?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that really soon.
So mine, that was your number 2?
Yeah, Arya was 2.
My number 2 is Tywin Lannister. For a lot of the reasons you mentioned earlier, he's the only guy who seems to know what the fuck he's doing in Westeros. Like, he's the only person who is making calculated, smart decisions that are going to, like... He's making moves that actually have an impactful...
Hold on, I said Tywin as number
Tywin.
5. You said, okay, see, did you say
I didn't
Tywin?
Say Tyrion, I said Tywin.
Sorry.
Want
too many beers?
Wait.
Tywin,
wait, yeah, he's the only one who's making any sort of, like, impact on what's happening in Westeros right now. Everyone else is just talk. Side note, maybe I'll wait.
Wait, what? Tywin to me seems like the guy not to fuck with.
And he cannot be talked down.
He's too dopey.
Like, a lot of people win, It's not so much the battles that are fought in Game of Thrones. It's, like, the discussion and the arguments. It's, like, he's winning arguments over and over
yeah,
and over
the
again.
Alliances you forge.
Yeah, he cannot be... And
he cannot lose an argument.
He's smart, too. Like, I mean, the way he snuffed Robb Stark was just, like, you know, he fucked up. I took advantage of Robb's faults or, like, his mistakes. I just capitalized on those. Easy win.
Yeah.
No, like, and his point of view is like, you know how many soldiers I saved? Like, how many war men, like, were spared because I ended the war in this matter? Like, sure, there was a slaughter, but thousands and thousands and thousands of northern troops or northern, like, you know, knights will survive because Robb Stark let his guard down. He made big mistakes. And Tywin does not make big mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes at all. He's just perfect. He's a perfect character, and I'm scared for his future because as soon as you start to like somebody in the show, they take that away.
Yeah,
he did a poor job raising his kids.
I suppose
for someone who cares so much
about
family.
But he was busy like gaining Westeros.
No doubt. Yeah,
he had his priorities.
I'm just trying to pick a fault because you're right. Like
in those times, he had his priorities straight. I think
the character that we know is him exactly like in that period of time. Maybe he's made mistakes when he had young children, but he's obviously...
But men in those times and men in these times, like, they're not fucking patting their babies and on their back and birthing their babies. They are providing for their family and like.
Well, they're
Lannisters are the name.
Yeah, a Lannister always pays their debts.
Yeah, my number two has been talked about is Bran. Just in the sheer hope of what could happen, the things that they've hinted at. Sure, he's just a crippled boy, but my God, the thing, like the dragon thing—if that happens,
Bran held a lot of momentum in season one too. Like, what's going to happen when Bran wakes up? Like, there was a lot of arcs in season one that have attached you to characters that you can't let those go.
And they kept showing the crow thing.
Yeah.
Third eye.
Well, that was just pushing to show what he can do.
This is your third eye, Bran.
He's searching for the crow. That's what he's doing in season three.
Yeah,
they don't really highlight it in the shows.
Yeah, they didn't. Motive, like they didn't show as much. A lot of
the times we have to go beyond the wall.
Yeah. Right. It's why? For to find the crow.
Is it the crow that he keeps seeing?
Or is it like.
I don't know. They keep saying like.
Or whatever that crow sign was.
It could be a person. I don't even know. Like,
don't they call the Night's Watch crows?
They do, right? So it could be that. It could be metaphorical. But
crow. Hey, what happened to the crow of his dreams?
Jon like, Snow, your crow.
It could be a crow controlling the crow.
Crow. What happened to Ned's brother?
Benjen?
He went out and
I don't know. I'm excited for his like reunite
maybe he's the crow.
Could be.
That they're looking for.
Could be. Benjen. Who knows?
Jones. Oh, Benjen!
Faramir. Number two, every direwolf. Namely Ghost. Every time they come on the screen, I love watching everything they're about to do.
Did Dan do his number two? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, just Bran.
Bran.
We just talked about that.
That was a good one.
Yeah, the direwolves are huge thing. Like, I was able to attach myself.
Who's alive
as soon as they find Ghost is.
Yeah, Ghost Nymeria is Jon Snow.
Is somewhere loose.
Arya's is that Nymeria? Arya's?
Only one has died of four?
No, Robb's. Summer's dead, which is Sansa's. Is killed by the dog, maybe? Or no, Ned.
Yeah, Ned had to kill the dog.
Run down. So there's two of four?
And Rickon. What about Rickon's?
Greywind.
Rickon's with him, I think.
Yeah, there was two.
Yeah, you're right.
There's two.
That is really cool. Like, the best thing is seeing, like, them walking through a landscape and just seeing like off in the distance like a kilometer away you see just like a dire wolf walking and protecting him.
Love those things.
It's fucking cool.
I like that they had that it was like a Lost moment, like the show Lost, where what's the big guy, Jon Snow's friend, he's a bigger guy, he walked up and he saw Bran and they're like, don't tell him who you are, and then he sees the wolf, he's like, you're John's brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, thank God this isn't Lost. There was an obvious thing. He picked up on it and we're back on track.
Yeah. He's like,
I was so happy that he knew who they were.
How many people have direwolves?
Yeah. He's just like, oh, you have a direwolf. You're John's brother. And like, I like that he's like an intellectual and there's no characters who are...
Sam?
Yeah.
He's in my honorable mentions. Cool. I fucking hated him in the beginning. I was like, he's just a stereotypical fat...
Coward.
Yeah, but he had a big hand in John's... like progression, like his arc, like fighting for the everyman, that kind of
thing. And that's another reason why John's part of my honorable mentions. I was going to have him on my list.
If he wasn't such a bad actor.
We'll continue that later.
I was listening to a podcast, the Game of Thrones podcast. They're talking about how the actor, like, maybe he's not a bad actor, maybe he was just cold that whole time, because like every one of his scenes
is fucking arctic. Off.
He's so
and he's just like, like doing that weird I'm cold face. And then like when you see him back on the other side of the wall, he actually kind of had some good stuff to deliver, you know, like
that's warm.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think Jon Snow is going to be one of the characters.
Wait, weren't they actually just filming in a studio and they added all the
possibly
the cold voice?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's just a story that I heard in this podcast.
Wait, what?
Number one.
Oh, is that where we're at now?
We reached it. Everyone's number one is the same.
Tyrion.
No one said it yet.
Tyrion. No. Well, go ahead.
I just like Tyrion because.
Why would you not like Tyrion?
Yeah. Mostly, yeah. True. The banter. He's clever. He's already
funny.
He's funny. He's half the size of everybody else, and yet he's still brave. I really like that scene where the Battle of Blackwater, which is like
where he gets his face cut.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where he fights, and in the book that he mentions how like he's got that like the same thing that Jaime has, that instinct to fight is there. Yeah. So even though he's small, he's still able to like lead people when Joffrey kind of just left. And was like a bitch about the...
I can't wait to see Joffrey go.
He technically... Like, they kind of make it sound like he won the war. He turned the tides. Aside from Tywin coming in. But, like, that portion of the battle without getting slaughtered.
The show made it look like it was over.
Right? I hate how he fell from, like, the fame he was in.
Season 2, he ran the shit.
Season 2, awesome. His best
season. Just like season 1 was Ned's season.
Season 3, he gets his face cut off and he's like...
He's just locked in a room.
He becomes like
we're stripping you of everything.
Yeah, he's neutered.
Half a man.
He's neutered, like for lack of a better term. Like he's less of a character.
I'm hoping to see more of him in season 4 as a powerful person.
I hope he kills Tywin.
It's not out of the question. I don't think so. They do fucking crazy shit in that show, man.
He hates Tywin.
Well, I mean, we'll see how
he has respect for him as a father.
Yeah.
His relationship with Sansa. Like, there's something going on there. I don't know, like...
Sansa's gonna open up to him.
Nobody hates Tywin more than Tyrion.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
What about Sansa?
I don't know, people...
Sansa hates everybody. Sansa hates
Joffrey.
Sansa doesn't know who she hates, you know what I mean? She's so dumb and naive. Yeah,
Sansa, right. I don't even fucking care. That's another character I'm just like...
The Hound's gonna take
she's
away.
She's like, she's the princess of you know, Winterfell. Like, she's like the commodity at this point, you know? Like, she runs Winterfell. Whoever marries her, like, it's control of Winterfell.
All this kind of stuff we're talking about right now is just gonna be nothing when Daenerys comes over. Like, people are just gonna get slaughtered.
They don't think
and
they
hate the thought of that because I fucking hate her.
They make it sound
it's not gonna be that one dimensional, right? I can't imagine it's going to be.
Oh, it'll be the
characters
east.
Will fall.
It'll be the east versus the north. Hard. It'll be like the east will come over.
I don't know. What about the White Walkers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The north will
there's
like
so, there's so many
beyond
like,
the wall.
That's the thing about the show.
Who's gonna take over first? The White Walkers, Daenerys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Tyrells, the Lannisters. You know what I mean? I don't know who's gonna take over first.
So my number one. There's no show without this character, Joffrey Baratheon. He's my favorite fucking character. There's no show without him. He's the driving force behind every single character.
I don't think so.
He's amazing. I've never hated somebody more. Okay, like, and he's just fucking super badass. And like, he's the wild card that can change all of Westeros right now.
I can't believe that.
And he's like, consistently bad though. He's not a wild card.
Yeah, but he can do.
No, you're right. He's a wild card. You're right.
Like, you don't know what's gonna come next.
He's
like,
not a wild card.
He could do something. What if he does? Because it's gonna be bad, but it could fuck everything up.
Without Tywin in the room,
he's on a leash right now.
Now,
yeah, without Tywin in the room, Tyrion's dead. Like, oh, he is. He is. That kid is crazy, and like, there's no telling what he's gonna do.
I want something gory to happen to that kid, and I want to see it.
Anybody in the room with him is at risk. Like, he's a freak. He's the Mad King. Like, he's Mad King reincarnate. Like,
those were some cool conversations.
Think about
it,
his parents were incest, and the Targaryens were incest.
Yeah, were incest. Yeah. Like, he's...
Do you remember that conversation they had where they said, like, one of every two kids or something, it would be crazy if it were amongst incest, and she's just like, well, look at it this way. You've had, like, good kids, and then there's him.
She kind of admitted.
That's a little bit, like, when Cersei is... she's had an interesting season.
I don't like her.
Like, she's kind of been less of a threat. She's been less powerful since kind of Tywin showed back up.
Everyone is, because that dude runs the shit.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He talks to people.
My number two character.
That dude runs the shit.
Yeah.
He literally does. Nobody can say a word to him.
No, I know.
If someone tries to stand up and make themselves something in front of me, he's just like, I'm going to put you in your place.
The scenes...
Shut the fuck up.
When Tywin or Tyrion are on screen, I'm just like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, because they're ready.
Sit back and like, oh yeah, turn it
up. Season 3, Jamie was like that for me.
Yeah,
like, captivating. Like, I'm just watching. A lot of the other stuff with that, whoever that gay king was, whenever that stuff was going on, I found myself like,
oh yeah, you want me to suck a penis, Danny?
Suck that peepee.
So who's your number one?
Penis sucking king.
Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Tyrion is my favorite character on the show. Like, I like watching him. I like how witty.
He's amazing.
He's smart. He's witty. He's got a wonderful mind for, like, war, but at the same time, for peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
He has a different perspective than most people do. Like, everyone seems to be so fucking stupid and focused on, like, brute force, and he's like, no, 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 no.
Well, here's the thing. Tywin is the same way, but they're just not bringing it to light. You know what I'm saying?
Tywin's the same way, but he's old.
He very much has that sense of family, too.
He doesn't do it.
Which is kind of scary, because you can take all those great qualities and use them to fight for the Lannisters, which is fearful. Like, I'm scared. I don't want the Lannisters to have all these great minds, but they've got Jaime Lannister, Tywin, and, like, the only bad one is Cersei.
I feel like Tyrion would have sided with Ned Stark.
You know, well, what I mean? He understands. He understands.
No, they could have formed an allegiance instead of making this so much worse. Like, he could have.
That's not how it works. That's not tyranny. Not mutiny. What the fuck is the word? Like, going against your king, going against your family.
Betrayal.
Sure. Yeah. What is mutiny? Like,
treason.
Treason. Yeah.
Perfect word.
Like, that's there's no way he'd be treasonous against this family. He's got too much. Like, even though, like, there's all the drama in his family, like, he still stands by his brother and sister.
He's one of the only relatable characters for me in the show. He makes decisions that I would make.
Yeah, okay. I understand that.
And for that reason, whenever he's on the screen, I'm paying attention.
Remember in season one when he was captured by a cat?
Is that when he got put into that, like,
sky cell?
Yeah, and he had to, and Bran or whoever it was, or what's the guy's name?
That would be so fucking scary.
His, like,
his jailer?
His knight guy that follows him around.
That's my honorable mention, Bronn.
Bronn
is awesome. The epitome of indifference, that guy.
Is Bronn...
Bronn's the guy
who helps his time. That's what I was thinking of. I remember that happened to the show.
No, Bronn's Tyrion's mate, like his the knight that he hangs out with.
He was the guy who championed him in the tournament. Not the tournament, but the like
his death sentence. Yeah. His trial.
Trial by combat.
Okay, yes.
Make the bad man fly. What is it? Make the small man fly or whatever that kid?
I hate that boobs. I want him to fly dead. To fly until he's dead. My number one?
Yeah.
Here we go, boys.
This is it.
Grandolph the Green.
He's green, gray.
Boromir?
No, Ned Stark?
Walder Frey.
Walder Frey, I mean, you're just trying to start a fight.
Who's that?
Is that Dickless?
Tyrion.
Tyrion's
was Walder Frey or the Dickless?
Walder Frey's the guy who killed Robb Stark.
Yeah. Oh.
The fucking
that episode was the best.
I love him because of that.
You take them for a set of nice stitches. You like he's just like just totally like wants
kill her. I'll get another one.
so shit. I want to just punch him in his nose.
That's like his eighth wife, eh?
Yeah,
that's why
that we'll fucking episode. You know what?
The way they started that killing with Janie stabbing her in the belly.
Dude, was so I'm not exaggerating when I say it's
brutal.
10 straight minutes, like yeah, I just. I had to push my jaw back up.
People were shocked.
I felt just like a little sick. Like
there were reaction videos on the internet for like a week. That was like the thing to watch on YouTube. People watching, like
people were pretty upset.
Yeah, that was like you love the guy.
Yeah.
Him and his wife. Oh, we got a new baby coming.
Let's name him Ned.
I knew that something was really, really bad with
him.
The door closed. You're like, oh
no. Like before that even
he was too welcome.
Started.
Yeah,
I knew Robb Stark was gonna have like a really bad out.
I didn't know it. I seen the
I
door.
Figured,
closed,
I'm like, no, he's gonna fucking die. I'm like, he's gonna get it. Like, there's
I
no
kept
way
thinking, like, how's he getting out of this?
He's not gonna win.
Yeah,
who's about to bust that door down?
Yeah, like, he can't die.
But it was the timing of that, like the way that it happened.
The dogs coming in and dire wolves.
They gave his uncle a hot wife, and I knew it was over.
5 minutes before that happens, I didn't see
that. Because he was so concerned.
That happening in the least. At all. And the way that his wife gets killed.
That was horrifying.
TJ, number one.
Said it.
Tyrion.
Oh, Tyrion.
We're through.
So we're done, eh?
Honorable mentions.
That's what I was saying, Chad. This is it.
Honorable mentions. I got Brant.
Brant.
Who's Brant? Who did I have there?
Brant.
Who is it?
Brand?
There's another guy. His name's Brant.
Bronn? Brand? Broll?
Brant. Russell Brant.
I don't know who it is.
Broll? Dave Broll.
Varys.
Severys is one of my honorable mentions. Hagar. One of my honorable mentions. Jorah is another cool guy.
Who is Daenerys' right-hand man?
Jorah's awesome.
Jorah.
He's fucking cool.
You know what was really cool? Is Semley.
I didn't choose him.
Is that the young guy?
No, he's the old guy. He used to be part of the White Oaks King Charter.
Awesome. Where's all the black?
Oh, wait a minute.
You know what?
Chad and his fucking old wise men. He loves them.
That guy's awesome.
I didn't choose him.
He's an amazing fighter. There's actually a really cool twist in the book that they've already had to ruin in the show, which I'll kind of tell you was kind of interesting. Semley, someone comes to Khaleesi and helps her out, and you're like, who is this random dude? It's just some old dude with a white beard, right?
Yeah.
And then Semley comes to Khaleesi in the show, and I'm like, that doesn't happen in the books. And I didn't connect it was actually the same character, and there was a reveal in the book that it was actually Semley, and it was amazing in the books. After the third season had finished, I had gotten there, and it was really good the way that they did that. And Semley's just a really cool character, because in Khaleesi's storyline, he's like a badass.
I like that he's super old and he can still fuck shit up.
Old,
like, he's a weathered warrior.
They don't show much in the show. They like lay it on that
we took the city.
He was what he was back in the day, and he's just an old man.
I think they might even build him up more in more upcoming episodes too.
Who I absolutely fucking hate is the guy that had the opportunity to kill Daenerys and walked into her tent and was like, "We got the heads of the guys."
Oh, Dario,
Dario.
I don't know.
Dario Naharis.
Weird face. He just wants her titties. That's it.
I hate him.
I don't know if
she wants all over that.
Yeah.
I like that you don't know if he's good or bad though.
Yeah, it's true. I hope he's just a sleeper.
He's got to be
like
bad.
Her. I don't know if it's I don't like her character. Daenerys? I don't know if it's her character I don't
she's
like.
She's so arrogant.
It turned in season 3 for me.
I just hate when she's like, I walked into the fire and nothing burned me. It's just like, shut up, you bitch.
And she keeps sacking cities. Like, who are you? Like, yeah, they're slavery, but this is their way. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like she's the hipster of the show. She walks up and says like, I don't believe in slavery. You're all people. Want to follow me? Yeah. And then everyone follows her all the time. I'd be like,
You know, none of us mentioned, you know, not a lot of Baratheons on the list. I mean, I thought, first of all, Robert was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not on anybody's list.
He was just a drunk fat guy.
The name's escaping me. Who's the, like...
The Peonis sucker?
No, not the Peonis sucker. The fucking guy. The
blacksmith.
The big king?
The big Baratheon.
Robert Baratheon. Talking about the king?
No.
No, the Gendry. Son. Please tell me it's
oh
the
my god.
Bastard son.
How is this not coming to any of us?
Baratheon.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh! Stannis? The guy who's
Stannis.
Stannis. Yeah, oh, yeah. And Davos, too. Davos is better than Stannis.
Stannis is a bitch.
Stannis is all about duty.
I
fuck
like
that.
Fucking...
Boring.
I like Stannis. Davos. I like his chick. I like
you
Gendry.
Like the redhead chick?
Yeah.
The demon?
I like her quite a bit.
Another black chick. Smoke comes out of my vagina.
She's I like her, and I like his mate there, the guy whose son his son died.
I'm such the guy
Davos.
That watches
yeah.
HBO shows.
Yeah, the introduction of his character, like, he wasn't even the first season. He's a cool character.
Yeah.
Those titties be off the chain.
Off the chain titties.
All right.
Wiping my teeth clean.
So, that was actually more entertaining than I expected. Or I mean, for me, it was.
Can I throw in there?
Anybody got some
yeah,
rips
definitely.
Ready?
No one mentioned Khal Drogo. Is anybody?
Come on, man. He's shit.
I hate him because of
Momoa.
Who he was. Like the character that they chose, the actor. I mean, not the character, the actor.
Oh, I don't know. I like them.
Because he became Conan after. I was like, oh, no.
He was typecast. I mean, we need a big Somalian fucking... And they picked him. I mean, he was a non-character as far as I was concerned, though. Because he died,
yeah.
And the fact that he freed Daenerys, like did he mean, if you
they had a good relationship though.
The shackles of Daenerys and her brother.
How did Daenerys' brother die?
A gold
he
crown.
Gold on his head.
Gold
oh
crown.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I liked that guy.
You did.
The jerk, like he's a jerk. Like,
I hate
he's another...
him the same way I hate Joffrey. I want to grab him by his hair and just like bitch slap him like back and forth.
Yeah, but... he was a jerk because like it's mine, but like it is yours.
No, it's not.
No, like, yeah.
Everybody thinks it's theirs. That's the whole show.
Also, right. I had a chance to listen to the commentary track of a couple episodes, and like they whenever it's all the actors right doing the commentary. Whenever Joffrey's on screen, they all laugh because they're like, I can't believe how fucking awesome
he's supposed
this kid
to be, like,
is.
The nicest
like he's just the
kid.
Greatest kid. Like he's a great actor and he's like super on board to like just be part of the team. And then when he's on screen, like you fucking can't stand him. Like I love the like that character. Just like
that is cool.
They make me hate somebody who doesn't exist. Like that's more difficult
yeah.
to do. Like
that's what I like about acting.
Yeah, the kid just turns it on, and like even the
he's got a wicked smile.
The Daenerys
like
brother,
evil?
The
evil.
Guy who plays
yeah,
Daenerys
like,
brother, was like the nicest
evil.
Guy too. He was like hilarious on the commentary. It's like
who's that?
Daenerys brother, the guy
oh,
who played him, the guy who died in Daenerys? Like very early in the first season. Yeah, like it's
name?
Weird. Like
Viserys or Viserys or something like that. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Viserys.
Like you only know you know you're only getting a short arc, and like you're just happy to be on board, and like your character dies that early. And it's like shit. Like I want to be part of Game of Thrones forever. Like think about the guy who's playing Robb Stark, like.
He's like,
he's
off
fucking,
the show.
I mean,
it's heating up now.
Remember that was Kyle's best friend or something?
No, Kyle's best friend died in that
yeah,
show.
Kyle's. Well, I mean, thanks, TJ, for having us in your basement. Does anyone else have anything to add before we...
Do you have any more honorable
mentions? No one mentioned Littlefinger. I'm kind of curious.
I felt
opinion.
Like I could only pick one.
I fucking hate Littlefinger.
Oh, Varys?
Varys
well,
or Littlefinger.
Littlefinger is all about himself, and he's amazing at what he does, just like Tywin. He's propping himself up to get into position, and he's going to make a family, I feel like. Whereas Viserys claims that he's serves the realm, but yet
yeah.
you don't know. So like they're almost opposites, but doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think
he's doing a good job.
He's,
Littlefinger's doing a great job of making a name for himself, which is exactly what he's
trying to do.
Let's
put it this way: if your name's Littlefinger,
that's his nickname.
Yeah, but didn't
still,
they?
If
didn't
people
they
call you
why?
Littlefinger, you're a rat bastard, and no one likes you
because he was from like
what do you call it? They call the spider
a small island or something like that. That looked like Finger Islands or something. Like that.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't know where his name comes from.
They explained it in the show.
He's a little rat bastard. I hate him. His mustache.
But those
yeah,
those
so
two guys are great. Like just the conniving guys who like stay quiet and you know
yeah, they're
playing
in
a different
in the
game.
King's Hall, like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, their back and forth too with Viserys is just amazing. Yeah. Same as with like Tywin and a lot of, or Tyrion and a lot of characters.
I'm gonna pee my pants soon.
Yeah, any predictions for season 4?
Aaron's dead.
Someone's gonna be dead.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of dead people. I have no idea what to expect.
The end of season 4
is gonna be them. Daenerys crossing the ocean.
Daenerys is gonna fuck some shit up.
Well,
last
here's a spoiler
second
that
last,
you
episode 9.
Yeah,
she better
I don't
cross the season
it.
Like halfway through.
No, hold
the
on. You're wrong because book 5 is Dance with Dragons. And they're going to end season 4 of the show either at the end of season 3 of the book, mm-hmm. sorry, the end of book 3,
yeah.
or partway into 4.
Oh,
that sucks.
Right, yeah.
So they still need, like, they're so far away.
This but idiot show is going to be going until, like, 2020.
And well, it'll have six seasons at least. I mean, that'll be fine.
It's going to be 7 books, so it has to be at least 7.
Yeah, yeah, shit.
Realistically, it has to be more like 10.
Not buying it.
Dude, it's...
They could fast-track seasons just like they extend different seasons. Like,
Who knows? I have no idea what they're going
to
do with it.
They could branch out completely if they wanted to, but...
Oh, you know what? Also, I really like Kat as a character. I like that she... Like, she represented Ned Stark's intentions, and, like, she...
Something
whenever
happened, and I stopped liking her.
She
free
got
Jamie.
Whiny, and she got, like, she was a loose cannon when she freed Jamie.
I felt like she... Yeah,
just, like,
she sort of just took
move.
Things
like,
into her own...
Yeah.
And give me back my dog.
When she confronts Jamie about what happened to Bran. When she...
That's awesome. That
yeah,
was
yeah,
a
she,
great
she confronts, yeah, that was so fucking powerful. Like, that was on par with the... Hot tub scene.
Hot tub confession.
Hot tub confession. Yeah, I mean, that was great. Good show.
Bed.
I'm excited for new characters that we don't even know yet. I mean, they introduced a ton of new characters.
Nobody even talked to
Tyrion. They're introducing this guy, Prince Oberyn or Oberon. He's just awesome. He has some banter with Tyrion and stuff. It's not spoiling anything, but there's at least one character to look forward to, which I'm really excited
What's
to
that?
See.
The giant, giant woman's name?
It's Martell. What's that?
The giant Brienne. Woman?
Brienne?
Oh, yeah, Brienne.
She?
Oh, yeah.
I ended up kind of liking her. I fucking hated her.
I think Jaime and her are going to have a thing. Like, Jaime's going to leave Cersei. Oh,
so.
That's a prediction for you. That's not that I haven't read yet.
He's going to tap it? You must have
I think
it.
So. I think he's going to leave Cersei. Cersei's going to be pissed. You know what I mean? Why not, right?
Hey, I fell in love. Peace out, bitch.
I can't wait till she goes down.
Oh, all of the...
Who is she marrying? Oh, yeah, the gay...
The gay one.
The gay Tully.
There's a lot of gays.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling the Tullys are coming to a quick end. Tullys aren't going to last. They're a distraction.
You think so?
Yeah. They're a minor session.
Hold
I
on.
Mean,
that
hold
grandma
on.
Knows
Littlefinger
what's going
was sent
on.
Off
she
to
does
marry
know shit. She's
yeah.
like...
Lysa Tully or whatever, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lysa.
Well,
Yeah, Lysa.
Lysa.
The queen...
Is that the
bootstrapper? What's the...
Yes.
What's the girl Tully that's marrying Joffrey? What's her name?
It's not a Tully.
Yeah,
Marjorie,
yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Tyrell.
It's, yeah.
Is Marjorie
okay.
titties?
Fuck.
Low cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the girl.
There was one line in the book.
She knows what she's doing. Like, she's ripping Joffrey away from Sansa. Cersei.
Oh, she absolutely knows. And her grandmother is as calculated as Tywin. You know what I mean? There was a one line in the book really early on. It just said, the Tyrells are the Lannisters with flowers. And as soon as they said that, I'm like, fuck, they're going to take down the Lannisters. That's kind of what I'm seeing happening.
No way.
They're marrying the family, like, at all ends.
Well, who knows, right? Like, there's equal as much stuff going on with them that you just don't know about because they're not focusing the story on it. Who says they're not equally as evil? There's two brothers to Marjorie. Mm-hmm. One's like a cripple or something like that, and one's somebody else. And Mace Tyrell, they never talk about him, but he's like, he's around. He's just like Tywin. He's an old guy. He's been through wars and shit. You know, you just don't know. Shit, she was going to marry Renly to be king and then have an army, and then now she's going to marry Joffrey.
Renly seemed like such a weakling to be in power. Probably why he's dead.
Because he's a gay.
No, but even as a person.
No,
like,
he was.
Even just like...
He was a coward. He wasn't a coward. He left King's Landing. He had to.
He was very loved, but he was not very kingly.
No.
You know what I mean?
And he didn't love women.
Thanks for listening, everybody. All Range Mode out.
Forever.